Second panelist is Cecilia Tichy. Professor Tichy is the William R. Keenan Professor of English at Vanderbilt University. She received her MA from Johns Hopkins University and her PhD from the University of California, Davis in 1968. Before coming to Vanderbilt in 1987, she taught at Boston University, and at Vanderbilt she teaches classes in 19th and 20th century American literature, focusing on aspects of culture from consumerism and social critique to country music. Over the past decade, her courses and research have focused on civic engagement and the writers who summon us to it, from the certified literary to investigative journalists. Her relevant publications extend from the beginning of her career and to her contemporary work, and include New World, New Earth, Environmental Reform in American Literature from the Puritans to Whitman, What Democracy Looks Like, A New Critical Realism for a Post-Seattle World, and Civic Passions, Seven Who Launched Progressive America and What They Teach Us, which was just published last year.
All right, thank you, John. Let me mention that my secondary appointment is that of Professor of American Studies, and very often do I sign that first at the bottom of whatever letter or document I'm generating. I'm about to make a few of what I suppose I would call back office remarks about sustainability. Preparing for our own discussion this afternoon in a class earlier today in which we're reading a book about prisons. It's called Going Up the River, Travels in a Prison Nation. And you know, we imprison, I think, more than the next eight industrialized nations together, an overwhelming percentage of our incarcerated are in for nonviolent drug offenses. And now that we have a private prison industry with stocks on the New York Exchange, where students looked it up this afternoon, it was trading Corrections Corporation of America at $11.23. So reading this book by a Wall Street Journal investigative reporter, and the students are well into it and have learned from Joseph Hallinan, the author, what a colossal waste of money and human beings our prison system is. Rehabilitation was just about canceled out in the 1980s, so it's just long, hard time, and the gangs run the prisons, and there are murders, and there's complicity of guards now and then, and so on and so on. Some prisoners, to save their own lives, create a sufficient disturbance about themselves that they are assigned to solitary confinement, where they have only a sprinkling of little holes in the door to see anything out. The prison's designed so they see nothing but gray. So I asked the class, what do you think when you hear the word sustainability? Well, one of them said, we read about that one prison where they grow crops and they eat their crops, and that defrays the cost of maintenance and so on. And then there was a pause, and then there was something else about finance of prisons. And then the conversation sort of died. I had to guide them into the content of the very book that they were reading, because they heard the word sustain, and they thought only of, as one student said, the environment, meaning grass and trees and the oceans and brooks and so on, but nothing about our social infrastructure and the economy that benefits some and is horrendously destructive for others. So it seems to me that if we are serious about considering that term, the key term of this afternoon, in its larger implications, then we have to talk about our food system that is not just, you know, not just row crops and field crops and the livestock as pictured in the supermarket. We have to get into those slaughterhouses and see what's going on, and see what's going on with the E. coli that sickens so many every year. We have to see what the prison system is doing to our fellow citizens and the economy. Because if I ask what do we want as citizens, the students say, of course, we want rehabilitation, we want people out and living profitable lives for themselves and in relation to us. And then I say, what do we want if we have stock in the prison corporations? And, of course, they say, we want our stock to go up. And how is that? Well, we want, that means more people. Yes, I say. We're trafficking in human bodies for the sake of our stock rises. And so we have to look at the clash between our investment selves and our civic selves, and the antithesis there. And it seems to me we have to look at, we're all, maybe some of us at least, pleased that there's some steps taken toward a healthcare reform, but so much more to go, and we have to be bearing that in mind. And it seems to me we need as well to look at our military adventures and the cost of militarism. And just for the sake of the usual word of sustainability, it is the military's testing of rocketry that's poisoned water all around the country with perchlorate. The military is trying to get an exemption so they're not responsible for any of the costs of cleanup. Pasadena, where of course Caltech is located, and where the students have been drinking out of glass bottles and stainless steel for the last several years, is in its groundwater contaminated with perchlorate from Rocketdyne and other companies. So I would just say that it seems to me unless we're willing to have our students and our colleagues take satisfaction in the recycle bins and the, you know, and maybe a switch to glass and steel drinking bottles at the expense of the public supply that comes out of the fountains, the water fountains, unless we're satisfied with that level of sustainability, we need to broaden the definition and consider the structures of the society we're living in now and regard our imperative for remediation.